I'm Lee Hay, and with me in the studio are my colleague photographer Ronnie Salerno, along with Jeff Edwards and Jill Dunn, both of whom work at the Cincinnati Art Museum. Jeff has written a new book for the Images of America series entitled Cincinnati Art Museum. Jeff, I thought we might start by sharing the first two sentences from the introduction.
Cincinnati Art Museum first opened its doors to the public on May 17, 1886. According to newspaper reports, the day was warm and sunny, and almost 5,000 people descended on Eden Park to visit the first purpose-built art museum west of the Allegheny Mountains.
So this book is not only about photographs, but a lot of history of the Cincinnati Art Museum. Ronnie, what were your thoughts, impressions of the book?
So full disclosure, I've written a book for the History Press, which is Arcadia Publishing's kind of sister company. And just being a big fan of Cincinnati history, I've owned a lot of these Images of America books. And as a photographer, I've always noticed they've got great history, they've got great content, great information, but they're not necessarily visual works. They don't necessarily have a lot of photography. It's not really based in the images. Whereas yours really is kind of centered around that. It's curated very well. It's got some great images. The information's great, as well as the visuals. And I was just kind of curious, you mentioned it in the book, what was your thought process behind selecting those images?
And I'm really pleased to hear you say that. I mean, I really wanted the images to be the focus. The history that accompanies them is obviously very important and interesting, but the images were where I started. And I guess for a book about the art museum, there's not actually a lot of art in it. It's focused much more on the institution and the people that, you know, have contributed to it over the last 138 years. And I think when I was selecting the images, that was sort of showing how essential and how much a part of the community the museum has been over that time was really central to what I was trying to do.
When I first picked it up, I was thinking like, oh, it's going to be a history of here's the great big exhibits that have been here. But there's all these great, I call them casual shots that are in there. You know, they're curated shots. You can see what an exhibit looked like. It's a well-composed photograph. But there's also, I think there's a shot from like 1921 of some art students sitting there, and they're not posed. They're just kind of sitting casually, like waiting for class to begin.
Mm-hmm.
And it really kind of puts a human face on it. So when you were going through and you were choosing images, how did you kind of determine whether you want static shots of the exhibits or pictures of people? Was there a right balance you had to find there?
I went through about 30,000 images in total from the museum's archives, trying to find the 275 that eventually went into the book. So it was a very time-consuming and agonizing process trying to select the eventual mix that went in there. There were obviously certain shots that had to be in there to illustrate the architecture of the museum, because it's changed so much over the past century and a bit. You know, the original building that was there in 1886 is almost completely buried now underneath all the later additions. So I wanted to make sure that people could see how that has evolved over the years, because it's a very interesting story. But making sure that I captured, you know, some of the important exhibitions and capturing a balance of the events and programs and everything that's gone on in the museum over the century. It was a very difficult challenge. Trying to choose one image from another was like trying to choose a favorite child. So the cover shot is actually one of those from the 1920s, which is a great image of the kids sitting there on the old original museum steps.
What I like about your book is it shows how the art museum over time has catered to all these different demographics and invited people in. For example, there's photographs of the Picasso exhibit, which is huge. But then there's also photographs of an exhibit on Jim Borgman, the beloved inquirer and local cartoonist. When you're kind of determining what historical events to put in there, what was your thought process behind that?
I tried to make sure that I captured the sort of main beats of the museum's history. So the book's arranged chronologically, unlike a lot of the other Images of America series that are kind of thematic. I've arranged this book chronologically. Each chapter represents one of our period that one of our directors was here. So covering the sort of main developments during each of those directorships. So,
well, there's a picture on page 104. I believe it's 5th Street in downtown Cincinnati. And it's not even a picture of the art museum itself. It's just a picture of the banners advertising promotional event. And I thought it was interesting that you included that, because it just shows how the art museum's reaching out, and it shows the city in the context of the time. I think it's from the late 80s or early 90s.
It was for the Tower of London exhibit, and it was our biggest attended show to this point.
Besides just the history of the museum and doing a chronological recap of these highlights and events, What else do you want people to take away from this book? Not just the images, but the text as well. What are you hoping people get a sense of?
I really would like people to see that the museum isn't just the fortress on the hill. We've done a lot to change that over the years, I think. The museum is a place that anybody can come, and that's been the case for the majority of its history. It was always intended to provide education to the community in one way or another. And I hope that through the pictures I've selected, you know, that comes across, that the museum has always been welcoming to families, welcoming to children, and it's a place that everybody should come and feel comfortable.
Jill, how is the Cincinnati Art Museum going to use this in their educational efforts?
Well, we're so glad to have this book because, as Jeff said, it shows that not only do we have this rich history and 67,000 artworks that span 6,000 years, we have all these people who've made up our institution over our entire history. And over that hundreds of years, it's so amazing to see the faces of people who've been touched by the art museum. And we're trying to continue that effort today. We're hoping that having this book in our gift shop gives people a way to really connect further with the museum if they want to learn about everything from the history and architecture and the many changes and the many highlights from over the years. They can do that by simply buying it right from the gift shops. We do hope to have chances for Jeff to talk to our community. He's doing a book signing coming up in May, Saturday, May 11th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the museum's gift shop.
Do you see the art museum going in with the art students, perhaps downtown or in the Cincinnati Public Schools or the SCPA?
So we work with art students all the time. We host school groups almost every single day, and we are so glad to have them in our museum. And as you look in the book and see over time, some things have definitely changed, but other things have not. And when you see the faces of these students who are coming through our doors, there's just a wonderful connection you can make. We have a learning and education department, and we're hoping that they can use some of the content from this book to share with students. We work with teachers. We have an Evenings for Educators program. We do go into the schools, and I think this book is definitely another tool that we can use in addition to the curriculum we develop around the art itself.
I was just wondering, in the aftermath of Notre Dame and the preservation that's needed for artworks in museums and how precious they are, if that has impacted the Cincinnati Art Museum's endeavors to protect what you have, your holdings.
So we're always concerned about the safety of our artwork. And of course, like everyone, we were so saddened to see the Notre Dame fire, but relieved to hear that many of the works were preserved and that it will be rebuilt. But in terms of our own collection, we have a conservation department on staff, and their goal is to preserve the artwork so that we can have it for hundreds and hundreds of years into the future, so that generation after generation can come and experience the collection and appreciate the art in our museum. Certainly, always keeping in mind the safety of our artwork, and that's why we do have that team on staff. And really, it falls to every employee to ensure that all the artwork is properly preserved, and we're lucky that we have the resources that we do to ensure the safety of our artwork.
Just one more question from my end. So you've got this book, which has all kinds of great images in it. Some are clearly, you know, public relations shots, some are casual shots, some are posed like for documentary purposes to capture an event. What is the art museum doing moving forward now and into the future to kind of document the things that are happening now? And how do you plan to essentially get the photographs you have here? When someone writes this book again in 50 years, how are they going to acquire those images?
As the museum's archivist, a lot of what I deal with is the museum's historical photos, but the archives are always growing. And of course, today, so much more of what the records, the images that the museum produces are digital. So that's something that archives across the globe are still kind of wrestling with, is how to preserve digital information for 100, 200, 300 years into the future. I mean, if you put a piece of paper in a box and go away, if you come back in 100 years, it'll probably still be there and you'll be able to read it. It'll be fine. But if you put a DVD or a floppy disk in a box in 10 years, there's a good chance you won't be able to access that. So part of my job is to figure out how we are going to preserve all of the digital content that the museum produces now for future historians. And it's a challenge. We're working with our excellent IT department to make sure that
you have backups upon backups.
Everything is backed up multiple times. Yeah, we don't want there to be a black hole in the sort of early 21st century because, you know, we didn't preserve our digital legacy.
Well, Jeff and Jill, thank you both very much for coming in and being on Around Cincinnati. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
Thanks.
Ronnie Salerno and I have been in conversation with Jeff Edwards and Jill Dunn from the Cincinnati Art Museum. You'll find a link to Jeff Edwards' book, Images of America, Cincinnati Art Museum, as well as the Cincinnati Art Museum, at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.